Sack Gamers Podcast. Welcome to the Rusek Gamers Podcast, episode 116. We plan our attack on Silverfish's royalty, and Gaius tries to buy a new spider for Icarius. In the end, a bargain is struck, and one of our party is left behind. Remember, comments, critique, and general feedback can be left in our voicemail, 502-4141-RU, that's 502-4141-766. Or send us email, roy@rusekgamers.com. Stop by our RPGCrosstalk.com forum. Just scroll down to the Rusak Gamers section. You can listen to us on Stitcher. Just go to Stitcher.com, download the program to your computer, phone, or tablet, and listen whichever way you prefer. Enjoy the show.
Get in my belly!
I want some of that crack on this end of the table.
Pass it down.
I'll have to reload. We're recording now, by the way.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Rusak Gamers. This is episode
it's a little bitty
34
of
B
season 5.
Yeah.
It's more than that.
Of
Rocky's Return.
I think we're at season 3.
Nova Praxis. I know, it's awful.
That was just glorious, man. That was glorious.
And it is the fall season now officially. So we have our own.
We just had that argument.
That was funny. Justin, one of the things he told me, he said, yeah, I've been listening to your podcast. This is great. He said, you all eat a lot.
Tonight's recipe is brought to you by.
Yeah. Candy corn and peanuts.
Candy corn crack. So Joe, what happened last time?
Last time you got in a fight with an Esper Lord. He delivered a message from,
after he died?
From Admiral Starfish. Silverfish, sorry, who is part of Bill's backstory. You know, did we explain that on air, or did we talk about it after?
A little bit.
Go ahead, yes. Bill. Who's Admiral Silverfish? Why is he taking kids, and why does he want you to meet him at noon?
I have no idea why he's taking kids.
No, he's a, kind of a criminal, probably ransom.
And you don't like kids being hurt.
Right.
You don't like kids
being hurt.
The message basically said, come alone, come at noon. He said something.
Zing!
He said, I thought I was going to ransom these kids, but now that I found out you were here, I think I'd rather have a piece of you instead or something. Something of that nefarious nature.
So it was noon to when, sorry.
Noon the following
morning. The following morning. Okay.
So we went and we told the captain of the gateway what happened and what ship they're on. What was it, Royal?
The Royalty.
Royalty. And that's where the children are, and we're going to try and rescue them. And once we do, blow it to Kingdom Come.
I like this
plan. Armada has guns in it, doesn't it?
Mm.
World-class guns?
No.
So when the...
You mean the Royalty, his ship?
No, the Armada in general.
Oh, no, you're a part of the Santa Maria. It's kind of a ragtag band of ships.
Right.
Wouldn't be an Armada. But I don't know how what do you guys want to do?
I think we should introduce ourselves.
Okay. My name's Joe. I'll be your GM for the evening.
Hi, Joe. I'm Jeff. I'll be playing Icarius the Sim, the Ghost in the Machine.
Yeah. Jason playing Rickett.
This is Todd. I'm playing Val.
I'm Bill. I'm playing Nigel.
Roy. I'm playing Gaius.
And Doug
is gone.
Can't play. Couldn't come out and play tonight.
But if he was, he'd be playing D-Res.
It's what? We got to wait tonight. So what do we need to do? Do we need any prep work? What are we gonna? We're not gonna let our friend go by himself, are we?
Was somebody going to fix my spider?
Yeah.
That Todd blew up?
Yeah. I think it was D-Res, wasn't it?
Todd was. And what is it I need? What test do I need?
I'm assuming it would be hardware.
Yeah.
Engineering.
Rickett has two.
How many consequences did we determine you suffered?
Oh, jeez. Two. One is mild. I think, which is glitchy.
Mm-hmm. Moderate is takes a week.
And severe was crippled.
So it says moderate takes a week, and it's the difficulty is 3 plus the item size.
What is its size?
Takes a week to fix.
Removing consequences from an item works exactly like it does for a character, except you must perform a hardware engineering test to repair the item's damage. The amount of time required to repair a consequence and the difficulty of the engineering test are described below. Moderate. 1 week, 3 plus the item size. If you fail to meet the required difficulty, take note of the amount by which you failed. You have the option to make up the difference by purchasing some replacement parts or hiring a professional to complete the job.
So a week? Not right now.
Well, he doesn't have moderate. He's got a mild and a severe.
Mild and a severe.
Severe is 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's 4. I don't think I can get the difficulty.
4 plus the item size.
All I've got is a 3 in it.
Well, it's it's not an inordinately large size, though, right? So it's just a 0.
Like the size of a dog, I guess.
Yeah.
What's that, Joe? Is that a size 1? I mean,
I don't know.
Maybe I would think that everything's at least...
People are size 0.
Yeah, I think it would be 0.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
If it'd even be smaller than that, but...
But I don't think you should necessarily go beneath 0.
I would say a 0. Okay. The thing's no bigger than a human.
Well then...
Alright, the spider has got a size of minus 2.
Wow.
There you go.
Negative. Page 235.
Alright. So yeah, I can give that a shot.
Way to use a rule.
I was looking it up.
Can he shorten the time somehow?
Could maybe find somebody in the flotilla that could fix it for him with the right parts and the right amount of money. Probably could.
We're on a tight schedule. I'm not worried about it.
How much does it cost?
You mean how much does just replacing it cost?
Yeah.
5. Are you going to buy me a new one? I want Val to buy me a new one. He blew mine up.
I'll buy a new one for myself. Would you like to borrow it?
How are you going to control it?
I won't control it.
You're just going to buy it, put it on a shelf. There's my big paperweight.
I'll carry it around with me.
There you go.
Well.
Say, look, I've got a spider. Guess who doesn't?
I'm repairing the mild consequences. I just want to make
it. It takes
a okay.
Day. Okay, I won't do that now.
Takes a day?
Yeah. For a mild.
Consequent mild time required 1 day. Difficulty.
Yeah, let's do what we came here to do first. And
then we'll worry about, we'll see how much time we got left. Because we're on like a 30.
Yeah.
I think though you got plenty of time. You've only really spent 3 hours. You need to sleep. I'm going to assume it's...
Well, the current time is noon, is our current time constraint. So if we want him to have, if we want, Icarus to have, a spider before that, repair isn't going to be the option for that.
Well, let's not worry about it then.
New is an option. Is there a possibility of buying a new one?
Sure.
What do we need to do to buy a new one?
You can trade Charlotte in too, and for Charlotte too. I don't know if it'd make a difference.
I don't know either. I just need to know if we need to. I know it's fate, but in terms of, I don't know the fate term, so I'm grasping at wheel.
None
term.
Of us do. It's okay.
Circle up. Do we need to circle?
Resources.
What do you want to circle? You already know.
If you're going to use a set term from another game entirely, use the right term. Okay.
I don't see resources on my list here.
Burning wheel.
Circle up.
Yeah, but we say
circle up somebody. Do you circle up somebody
to sell it to you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so you want somebody? Or
yeah. Do we need to find? Do we need?
It's like
to
a
find
reputation
somebody?
Kind of role. Yeah. It's like a
networking.
Networking.
Networking. Yeah. There you go.
Networking apostate concerning where we
are. Ah, there we are.
Or house. You already have a pretty solid connection with a prominent weapons and arms dealer.
Right, but we're in apostate space.
And she's nowhere to be found.
Oh, buddy, I got her on speed dial.
He does.
How are we going to get it from her? Is she going to beam it to us?
Postal service?
I mean, as we're talking about buying it today, right? I mean,
sure.
It would make it more complicated, but maybe she has contacts in the fleet, and he can talk her into wiring them to give it to us.
That's fine if they've got one, sure. But again, I don't want to mess with this if it's going to take too long, because we're on a schedule.
That's what I'm saying. A quick and dirty thing. If we don't need to find somebody, if we can just go to a somebody who's got the materials around or the particular item that we need, we can just go to them and I can make an assets roll.
Well, they're restricted too. Can you get a restricted?
We're already in this kind of space, so.
So it's, okay.
Apostate space, so.
So what's the roll to get it?
It's 5 for a brand new one. Okay, I'll say 3 assets will get a guy who'll fix it within the 24-hour time frame.
On a different topic. Val.
Yes.
You said you had a satchel charge?
Yes.
Can you set it up to explode remotely?
Absolutely.
And hide it under a cloak?
As long as he's not carrying the remote, we're good.
Yes, I can. Where do you want it to be set up?
I'm going to carry it with me.
Okay. Do I need to make a roll for this beforehand as far as setting it up properly or only when it goes off?
I don't know.
Okay.
Roy?
Yes.
If you're going to spend the 3, spend it and get the guy started.
We won't have it for this encounter, but we'll have it for the next.
Right. Just a thought.
I was going to buy a whole new one. I was going to try to make the test, but okay.
Do you want to buy a new one?
Roy, what do you want to do?
I want to buy a new one. I want to buy a new one.
Okay, then give me a 5 on an assets roll.
That's a good.
That would be a 7.
Okay. Who are you buying it from?
That's where I was asking it to begin with. I don't know. I don't know enough about the setting to say, do they have shops on this ship? I would like to say that they have shops on here.
Why don't you ring up Sid? See what he can do for you.
Sid. Come on. Yeah. I'm going to get on the phone. I'm going to get on the horn and talk to Sid.
All right.
Sid, buddy, I need some help, please.
All right, all right. What can I do for you?
Sid, I need to find a new spider for my buddy.
What happened to the other one?
It got blowed up. Hey, Sid, you don't really need to know the specifics, do you?
Well, no, I really don't care.
We just need to know if there's someone on board that we can get a new spider from.
Hold on, let me check. It looks like there is. You need to find a guy's name. He's actually on the Santa Maria, part of that crew. His name's Ratchet.
All right, Ratchet. Gotcha.
You go talk to him. We might be able to get you one express mailed there. Probably 24 hours. Roughly.
So basically, we could get it repaired with a roll of 3 in 24 hours, or you could buy a new one for 5 in 24 hours.
No. You can get rid of the mild consequence for 24 hours. It'll take you 2 weeks.
Serious takes longer, yeah.
2 weeks.
I thought it was going to fix the whole thing.
Okay. All right.
I'll go down. Thank you, Sid. Much appreciated.
Up yours. End communication.
Always nice talking to Sid. I'll go down and find Ratchet.
Okay, you found him.
Mr. Ratchet, I'm looking for a spider.
You got the broken one?
Yes.
Take a look at it.
Does it matter if it's named Charlotte? A little steel wool would take that name right off.
I'll take the other stuff off of it.
I don't care what it's named. I can get a new one of these.
Time is of the essence.
Okay, come talk to me tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, I got, you familiar with the makers and the, what do they call them, compilers?
Am I familiar? Player familiar?
Well, yeah.
No.
Well, in the book, or in the setting, there's things to replicate things.
Oh, okay.
If you have the blueprints. So he takes a quick look. He thinks he's probably can get a hold of the blueprints.
It's like building something with a replicator in Star Trek.
Okay.
And he thinks he could probably replicate the legs that have it crippled.
Cool.
So, yeah, talk to me tomorrow.
Okay.
So you're gonna sleep?
I wake up the next day. Yes. Do we need to find accommodations, or could we just go back to the meat locker?
Yeah, your ship's there.
Okay, just go back to the meat locker.
I don't want to anger anybody. I want to
obey the regs while I'm here before I start shooting.
All right, we'll say 8 hours of sleep. So you've only really spent. Out of your 30.
18?
11.
11?
Yeah, 1 hour for the meeting with the captain, 1 hour for searching the particle trail, 1 hour for the Esper Lord fight, 8 hours of sleep.
Aha.
Okay, what's your plan?
When I wake up, I want to go talk to Ratchet.
It's only been 8 hours.
Yeah.
He said in the morning, didn't he?
He said 24.
No, give him a little time.
He said come back tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
He didn't say come back in the morning. He's 24 hours.
Come back in the morning. I'm sorry.
So if you make your assets roll, do you spend, you don't spend anything, you just make it, right?
Yeah. So we're going to take the skiff that's waiting by the dock that the one guy came in, Asper Lord. We're going to use that skiff to go back in towards our target. Or are we going to take the meat locker?
How many children are missing?
I think we said 5.
Okay. Can 5 children fit on that skiff?
Yeah. Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. We didn't know how to smuggle the rest of the crew in if you went alone. And that was kind of where we left off. We were talking about how we were going to get the rest of you there to take this guy down if he's expecting you by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I don't have a plan. There's other ships out there, and they're kind of lined up. You can maybe work a deal with somebody parked next to him and do like a crazy space jump thing. I don't know. Or you could just go.
I will probably
kick the doors open and go guns a-blazing.
I will probably stay in the ship, though, and that way if they need to get out, I can get over
Zip
there.
Over.
Zip over.
Yeah.
Try to.
Well, and he doesn't have a body that can be shot at. Say, if you guys
you
just
don't
kick,
think we don't know that.
You guys, if you just kick the door and in and once you're docked and start shooting.
Yeah, and without D-Rez being here, I don't know that I can even get on board with the securities and stuff. I mean, he would have to let me in through the computers onto the ship. He would have to do the eminent domain and unlock it for me so I could jump into the system.
And you can't write into our systems?
I could write into the systems, but I think getting from, say, the skiff or our ship onto that ship, into the systems in that ship, is...
Yeah.
It's not open, I don't think. So I'd have to have permission or have to have D-Rez unlock the door for
me.
So I think I'm going to have to hang back. Watch, you will blow yourselves up.
Hey, Bill, what was your thought with the satchel charge?
I'm going to blow the Admiral up.
Okay. Good enough for me.
Sounds like a plan.
Now, the ship that we're going to where he is, what size of a ship are we talking about? I mean, like a Battlestar, or are we talking like a runabout?
I'm thinking it's got to be bigger than a runabout, but it's not a Star Cruiser.
Okay.
But you got a crew complement?
I mean, that'll kind of give us an idea how big it is, because if it's just 6 people.
Oh, no, it's bigger than that. Yeah, it's not a, it's a ship. It's, I don't know, B-class shuttle from Star Trek, a B-wing. I mean, it's big. It's big enough for a crew.
Thank you.
It's got a docking bay. It has a respectable bridge.
Okay, so if that's the case.
There's engineering. You ever seen Mass Effect?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a ship.
Okay.
It's a ship.
All right. So if that's the case, then we can – the satchel charge may very well blow the entire ship because it's 3 areas of damage.
Well, if we're going with Shepard's ship, then that would have more than 3 areas.
Okay.
It's probably 3 floors high.
Oh, okay.
You got engineering, probably crew quarters, and the bridge.
Mess.
Okay.
All right. Cargo hold, because they had land vehicles.
Probably cargo and loading, and the docking bay would be the same.
Is it a problem blowing up the ship?
I don't have a problem blowing up the ship at all.
Okay.
I'm just trying to think of the most effective way to do it and keep him alive.
And the children.
Is that a priority?
No.
Well, yeah.
Are the children a priority?
Well, yes. Yeah, the kids are.
They're a priority for Bill.
They're a priority for me, too. I don't want to hurt the kids. I'm okay with the TPK on the party.
How much are we getting paid to rescue the kids?
We get to go on. We get to be at the front of the line, remember?
Yeah, rescuing the kids is our price to get through the jump gate.
All right, yeah, I forgot.
To get priority on the move.
Okay. I like this plan. I'm a part of this plan. Let's blow Bill up.
The Admiral.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that too.
How can we get Jeff on, though? I don't want Jeff to sit idle all night. How can we?
The ship doesn't have secure systems and he can walk in. That's how you get Jeff on.
Yeah, but what's he going to do when he's there?
Or you have a...
No, I mean, he could recon, or scout around.
A loner spider.
Yeah, what about buying just a drone that's ready? Well, it doesn't have to be the spider. The spider's what we want. But if they have a crab. Something that's not quite as cool.
I mean, I could take mine, but it's hindered.
Glitchy and crippled.
Yeah. It's got issues. Well, I've got the, it's not the telepresence sensor unit. Maybe it is.
Yeah, I think that's right. You did buy the unit that allows you to be there.
You bought something.
Yeah.
Was it a hostware, like a portable hostware?
The SIM cell module. SIM cell module? Where?
Stick that on Jason.
I can ride piggyback in Jason's brain.
Yeah, there you go.
Of course. If he gets blown up or we get blown up, I'm...
You got a backup, don't you?
Sure. I have a backup.
I thought you bought one, didn't you? Or was that D-Rez?
I think it was D-Rez. D-Rez
probably got a remote backup.
D-Rez has his remote backup.
You can ride with me, dude.
All right. I'm going to ride in... Ooh, God, it's dirty in here.
Wow. What are all these Mitsumi Kai thoughts? And
that's not a Karius' voice. Use your Karius' voice. Doesn't Icarus have a voice?
No.
Just like you.
So Jeff is with Rickett.
Right. And it's in your best interest to come back now, because if Rickett dies, so what? Go you.
You make it sound like I would run.
Where you ain't got no legs.
Where would I go second? If everybody here dies, we're probably moving on to a different campaign anyway, so what difference does it make? Ooh, I survived! I'm going to take my character home and stick him in a sheet protector!
That's what you do after a character's dead.
That's what you do after characters die.
Oh, God, no. You know how many dead characters I have? Jesus, no.
Pile of bards that you're hiding behind.
I'll let you know when one of my characters dies what I did with it.
Oh, yeah. See what he did there? Now he got killed, Jeff. Here, stand right next to Bill.
You're so violent.
That's usually the best way to die.
I'm gonna stand wherever D-Riz
No, the best way to do it, the best way to die is stand next to Doug in an airlock.
Alright, I do have the projector device or whatever also.
Okay.
So I
project right out of D-Riz.
Yeah, I mean, I can
like,
be there.
Like
I can,
Luke and R2-D2 kind of thing?
Yeah, I can be present and the just being carried in his head.
Right.
He just can't roam throughout the ship.
Right. He partitions off his skull, and I walk with you guys.
So you walk, and I'm just trying to figure this out. You walk with us, but you cannot, how independent can you be of him?
I don't.
Not very.
I don't think I could be very far from him.
Is it going to sound nice? But I got to ask it. What good are you going to be then?
Hold on a second.
You're in his head. Do you have any access? I mean, your character's brilliance is in research,
right?
You still do that kind of thing?
I think I can still. Because it's it's everywhere anyway. I think I could still access the extranet.
Okay.
I think most people can just access the extranet through because it's wireless.
Okay. I didn't know. That's what I'm trying to get at.
You have an extra brain there to solve.
Yeah, see, that's
issues.
My point is that he can legitimately make rolls because he's there for whatever.
And help. I'm not much good in a fight.
Yeah.
Of course, that's been true mostly.
Exactly. That's why I just wanted Jeff to be able to participate
in. Most of the fights you had, your drone was elsewhere.
He's the druid. You're the support character. There's nothing wrong with that.
I didn't say there was.
I'm the support character. I know
what
you're talking about.
You're making me feel better. I'm fine.
Guys, just kiss.
Okay.
I'm fine.
So what is your plan?
Well, we took care of getting Jeff along with us. Now what are we going to do?
How about this?
Okay.
He goes alone, and while he's there, he blows up the satchel, and in the confusion, we get on the ship and come save him.
All you got to do is...
I can ride along on the outside of the ship.
Drop it, and I'll do it remotely.
Or we could take the shuttle over. He wants me to go alone. I'm here. I arrive with you all. He gives over the children.
they're safe.
And you stay there and we bring the children back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or the bomb turns the ship into a spiraling vacuum of death and the kids and the admiral and everybody goes out in outer space and their eyeballs blow out of their heads.
So you want to sacrifice yourself for this? Is that what you're saying, Bill?
Not really.
If we can get the kids.
But if that's what happens, Nigel is perfectly fine with that.
if we get the kids released, but we don't have any guarantees we'll release the kids.
No, we don't.
So why don't we all attach ourselves to the outside of the ship, but if they scan the ship, they're gonna find us.
They'll be scanning inside the ship, right?
Oh, wow.
Sensors need Doug.
Sensors sense.
Who's got any ability to use the ships?
What about the captain and the
signals?
All these ragtag fugitive fleet ships around here.
Oh, there's a bunch of them.
Broadcasting jamming signals at the Royalty when we're approaching, rendering their signals inoperable, or at least not getting a recognizable signal. Obviously, they're going to search my ship when I arrive, which will be empty.
Okay, well, let's assume that that works. Mm-hmm. You're still going to just jump out of the ship and say, ha-ha, all of us.
No, what's going to happen is he needs to go see the Admiral so he can negotiate the release of the children.
Val, how can you live outside of space?
I have the same armor that he does.
His is probably more fashionable.
No. But it looks better.
So three of you guys are going to just cling to the outside of the ship.
Who can use sensors?
Whoever's piloting the meat locker. It's perception plus sensors roll.
Well, I mean, I can
use
probably
the sensors to jam.
I can stay in the ship and then transfer over when he gets there.
What is the skill?
Perception plus sensors. Plus the ship sensors.
Which is a one.
To jam?
Sure, yeah.
Are we just going to take the meat locker and fly over? That might be the best way to do it.
Yeah.
Why don't we just fly the meat locker in?
Our ship.
And you guys can hide. It's going to be their stealth roll against them. If they want to come in and physically search the ship, it's their stealth roll against them physically doing it.
I'm fine with that.
I'll be activating my camo screen.
Delightful. Okay, so let's just fly over there, and then when I come off the ship, I'll ride piggyback on D-Rez's...
Ricket.
Plus seven.
Ricket.
Plus seven.
Okay, are you going to do a sensors roll?
Mate. Yeah, what?
To fake the...
Yes.
Sensors?
Well, what's theirs? Are they going to...
What's the... Yeah, is it opposed? Opposed. I would think it'd be opposed. Their sensors versus yours.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Do we have any aspects on the ship?
Specialty aspects.
I don't have that rolled. I'll just use the Admiral's perception plus one for his ship sensors. Ugh.
Cheater. That'd be a three if he's got a five total.
Yep. Your difficulty is a three.
Seven.
Ooh.
Spin. I'm gonna put the temporary aspect on it. Can I do that? Because I got spin.
On the sensors roll.
Yeah. Blind spot.
Okay.
Oh, I like it.
That's good.
I like that. Like it.
Thank you.
Now that's temporary, so is that a use at once or?
I think it's use once.
It's once for free.
Pay for the rest.
And then pay for the rest.
Fair enough. You hear over the intercom, Bill. Oh, Nigel, so good to see you, and bright and early this morning.
Are the children ready to leave?
Oh, who said anything about leaving? I just wanted to have a little discussion with you.
Well, then start talking.
I'll see you when you get here. I'm glad you came along.
If you expect to see me, then the children must be let go.
Maybe I'll kill one to let you know I mean business.
With a little lemon twist.
You're clear till dark. Come on into the loading bay. We'll see you when you get here.
What an hole this guy is. Sorry, Roy. How are you all going to get into this ship without being noticed?
We're going to fly the ship in and they're going to sneak off.
Light camo.
Are we going to dock and connect or do they have a bay?
Yeah, they have a bay.
Oh, we're just going
to go on in the bay.
We're just going to fly in and land.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't close the door when I exit the ship.
Okay, flying and land.
Well, you can close it if you want. I can open it. I mean, it's...
Right, you can open it, but then somebody on guard duty might notice that.
They might. I'm pretty stealthy.
Okay, you land. Four thugs show up.
Yeah, I want to know, I want to try to perceive them so if there's some kind of aspect or something we can put on
they
them.
They can look like punks, but they might be terrified.
They're angry, and they're known to speak badly to women.
Are they underpaid?
Of course. They're pirates.
Good to know. And they speak.
Are they ill-tempered?
They're ill-tempered, and they're dressed in an unsavory manner.
Well, then, that's something.
Oh, you should kill them. You should kill them just because they're not very nice.
They will speak badly to women. Count on it.
Okay. That's useless.
Good thing there's no women here.
Yeah.
All right.
You may think it's useless, sir, but Rickett, I think it's a big deal to speak badly towards women.
Rickett, put on a dress.
It's a big deal. It's useless in this situation.
You're limp. You're easy to catch.
Yeah, you're limp.
I'm not limp.
He said you're limp.
I'm not limp.
I thought you had a bum leg or something.
I got you fixed.
Oh, did it? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so four thugs. What do they do?
I go out and greet them.
Greet them now?
I'm ready for that, but I go out and greet them. All right, ladies.
Do you still have the satchel charge?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Just want to be sure.
How big is that?
You might want to conceal it on yourself.
Oh, yeah. That was the plan to begin with. I'm concealing the satchel charge that he can detonate anytime he feels like.
Wouldn't they frisk you?
I don't know.
They could try.
You're the GM.
I think that they would frisk you.
And I think I would draw on them.
Don't, hey, you're too close to the ship if you're going to blow up, okay?
Right.
Step away.
We can role play it.
He just wants to get you to the Admiral. I don't know. What's going on, Joe? What do they want?
Maybe they want to get him to the Admiral, but I would think they'd frisk him.
Maybe they don't like the Admiral. Role play it.
Role play it.
Role play it.
Do it out.
Do it. Four guys, four voices.
Do they frisk him or not?
How big is the satchel charge?
It's in his satchel.
It's as big as a satchel, right?
Well, not necessarily. It's a satchel charge, yes, but it's actually about 3 inches thick, 11 inches wide, about 18 inches tall.
So it's like the size of a book.
You can actually strap it under your back flat. Now, I mean, if you start hunting for it, if you start hunting for it, you'll find it.
Well, why don't you just say it's bulky?
Yeah.
But their pat down is distracted. They're not.
I don't plan on letting them get to the pat down.
They're just doing a
quick. I have other options. They're going to try. Okay, we need to search you out. I'm going to talk them out of it.
Hey, man, come on out. We're going to have to pat you down.
No, they don't have time to pat me down. Come on, the Admiral's waiting for
us. No, I'm just trying to do my job, man.
Right, like the Admiral makes you do your job every day?
He does.
How modified are you?
He's a real bastard.
How modified are you?
I'm not. I'm a human.
Right, exactly. He doesn't give a damn about you. You know why he sent you out here? Because he expected me to come out with my guns blazed.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah, they got.
I used to work for this bastard. I know he doesn't care about a real human.
Well, the guy's got a point, but if he goes in there with weapons, we're going to hear about it.
Here's my only weapon, right? Here's the clip.
Okay, it takes your clip.
Obviously, I'm using guile to talk my way past them.
Guile versus
perception, I believe.
Perception?
Yeah, it is. I think it is perception.
Okay. Let's do a roll. All
right.
Five.
I will destroy Admiral Silver and all his accomplishments.
Here are the mook's aspects. Walking promise of violence, and I take gold.
Problem.
I've got assets.
In the process of tucking my gun away, I'll drop a few credits on the ground.
I take gold?
Yeah.
Ooh, to distract him. I like it.
Fair enough.
I'm going to bribe him.
Okay. Becomes a zero. As they reach down, they grab the money instead.
I have a three.
Well, they pick up your space credits and forget to pet you down.
The Admiral's waiting for you on the bridge. Come on with us.
All right.
The four mooks take him. Yeah, they take him to the elevator that goes up to the bridge.
Perception to watch how they if there's a code or something on the door. I mean, if there's like an elevator or something, like a special security code to get to whatever floor they're on, I want to zoom in on the pad as they're typing it and stuff.
Okay, give me a difficulty 3.
7.
Okay, it's on the 4th floor.
Okay.
There was no code, key code or anything.
I'll just relay that back to the group. Okay. They've taken him to the 4th floor of this ship, which is amazing because it only has 3.
It's bigger on the inside.
Was it a 4? Was it 3? They take him to the 3rd floor.
I thought you said 3 earlier.
Alright, yeah, I said 3. They take him to the 3rd floor.
That's fine.
Are there cameras inside the docking bay?
No cameras, but there's a guy or two. Whatever you guys are going to do, you got to kind of do it stealthily.
My glasses are on an open channel.
So we can see what's going on. Okay.
So right now it's the inside of an elevator.
Yeah.
I'm going to stealthily approach the elevator and go up to the 3rd floor.
Are you going to wait for your team or are you going to go on your own?
I'm right behind him.
There's a deckhand and you're going to have to do a gal check to slip over there. Stealth.
Yeah.
All the light does is give you the chameleon aspect. It doesn't do a numerical. You're talking about the,
let me give you your difficulty. It's a 3.
I got a 4. Stealth of this 2.
So, we still have to, you got a 3.
You gotta beat a 3 okay. to not, to the deck worker to not notice you.
I want to stagger it. So I'm not like walking with one of them at the same time.
Okay.
So whoever gets caught doesn't reveal everyone else.
Right.
Wow. 5.
You beat it?
Yep.
4.
Got it?
Did you get a Yahtzee?
Yep.
Man, a boy. Stealth of 1?
Yep.
Got it? Okay. You guys make it to the elevator, no problem.
Maybe throw something. I'm not really sure how you're seeing the Admiral, but he's a technophile. He's sleeved up to the nines, and that's the only kind of person he respects. So I would imagine this ship has lots of open stuff. None of the critical stuff, but, you know, the hallways are image enhanced and all that kind of stuff.
Well, all I'm suggesting is not that I
can. Which would mean that you could do what you're saying.
I can move as freely as they can.
Okay.
All right, I'll move through the system, and I'll make a stealth roll. I'll make a stealth roll! Yeah.
What exactly are you looking for? Are you just trying to?
No, I'm not looking for anything. I'm just riding through the system with them, but hiding in the system. And I can move up further if you all want. I'll tell you what I'll do. I will ghost up to the 3rd floor and check the hallway out there.
Remain
hidden. Remain unseen.
What are the sensors called? The transmitters? That are along every wall.
The mesh. That's only in coalition cities, though.
But this guy's a technophile.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if he would have a mesh, but he would definitely have.
I think there's mesh on ships and stuff too. I mean,
it can be.
This guy's most likely not on the up and up. I mean, I think there are systems you can move through, but he's a kind of a criminal. He's not going to have, you know, mesh.
No, all I'm that I have access, I can sneak up ahead and let them know what's on the 3rd floor before they open the door.
Or where the children are.
Or where I can look around and see where the children are. I mean, they're probably locked in a room somewhere. And if the room's locked, I can't get in.
Yeah, well that would be something Nigel would have said hour after hour as we're waiting to come here. Get the children. You're gonna get the children, right? What's your plan to get the children?
If I can find out where the children are, I'll let you know. But I'll go up and let them know if there's guards waiting on the other side of the door.
Okay.
7.
Okay. On the 3rd floor, the only guards, the only, armed.
And I'll look to people. See if I can get there fast enough. I want to see if I can catch where they take him. Do they go right? Do they go left? Do they go straight?
They go, it basically opens up to the bridge, and it's a large bridge area.
Mute!
There's no armed guards or personnel other than the 4 that are with him. The Admiral's kind of at a helm. You can imagine almost like a small balcony. He's just kind of standing there waiting for the guards to bring Nigel in. It's kind of a railing with maybe ramps that go down to the main area. where there's people just kind of piloting, working on consoles, and then the elevator doors behind them.
Okay. I'll relay that back to them to sort of fill in the picture of what he already has projected through his open feed. And I'll let everybody know this is what you're walking into. They don't seem to be watching the elevator, though, do they?
No. No, they're busy doing other...
Rickett, do you have access to hardware?
Hardwire.
Hardware.
Engineering hardware.
When we get up here...
You go to access to hardwire, boy.
Hit the system, freeze the elevator here. Doors open. Keeps more people from coming up. Keeps the doors open, allows us to hide in the elevator while...
So you just want to,
Nigel
you
goes
just want
in
to
there.
Jam the elevator.
Yeah, yeah. While Nigel goes in
and
makes his confrontation.
Yeah, yeah.
Nigel's going in to make his confrontation. The elevator doors stay open. We have access to the bridge and can come in at a moment's notice while you have your glorious confrontation with your nemesis.
Jeff, with a 7, one thing you notice in the middle of the room underneath the balcony is sort of like a container.
With a smiley face on the side of it?
No.
Because we've seen
it's kind of like a tattered sheet over a container.
Well, I can't touch the sheet or anything or move it. Here's what I can't do. I can't look under a sheet.
I feel safer sleeping at night.
Yeah. You should. Bill, however. I'll try to get closer, though. I'd like to sneak over to it. And use the sensors on the ship to see if I can detect anything in the cage. Like, basically listen in. See if I can hear voices.
It's silent. It's silent. You don't hear me.
Are they alive?
I don't do.
Oh, you can't lift the sheet.
He's like, this is pretty frustrating.
Okay, so you're on the elevator. Let's go to the bridge.
Drop your limb.
Admiral Silverfish is there. Bill, he's just like you remembered him, only a little more augmented. He's in a Justicar sleeve.
What's that mean to?
It means he's a bad.
That's like the courier type sleeve. He has, you notice he has skin weave armor. He's also wearing a protective vest. And on his right side, you might remember he is pretty much a crack shot with a pistol. He's got a pack pistol.
So as I'm being led up to him, do I walk by the crate?
No, he's kind of standing above the crate, and they stop you before the crate.
Okay.
So he kind of claps. I can't believe you came, Nigel. So good to see you, old friend.
Let the children go.
Oh, see, I've been working very hard to detain these little children. I was thinking I might use them for ransom, but I'm not so sure now that I have you here. What good are these children to me?
They got me here.
Indeed they did. Come, let us have a talk, Nigel. Just me and you. He walks down to greet you. The four mooks, they kind of go stand by the sheet-covered cage. And he walks you up the bridge. He's got a little wet bar. He pours...
Am I going past the cage?
You're going up the ramp on the ramp on either side of the cage, so you're not really passing it.
Can I reach the sheet?
No. Okay. No. It's at least 8 feet away from you as you go up the ramp. He pours you a drink, asks you what you would like to drink.
I'm fine, thank you.
So, Nigel, tell me, what have you been doing since you betrayed me?
You gave a false mission report. You can't hold me accountable for not following inaccurate intel.
A false mission report. Please, you killed your friends, my crew. You completely disrupted that whole mission, and then you betrayed me. You must know I can't let something like that go unpunished.
I'm only here to free the children.
These children. Oh, God, the whining, the crying, the hungry, the bathroom breaks. You can't imagine how difficult it is to keep up with these little brats. I'm so sick of them. I'm ready to start killing them now. It's a good thing you came.
Well, you kill them. Just let them go.
There's no money in that. This flotilla is an interesting place, yes? What is it brings you here?
I'm just a hired gun.
And who hired you? It wasn't me.
I've never betrayed any of your confidences. I'm not going to betray anyone else's.
No, you just killed my crew, betrayed me, ran off, you disappeared, I couldn't find you.
Well, yeah.
Okay, so...
I can't argue with you on that. No.
Where are you guys at?
Still in the elevator.
Yeah.
Are you at the third floor?
Yeah, we came up. Yes. Yeah, we came up.
Get to the top, I'll try to jam it here. Get to the stop here.
Okay, that's eminent domain.
Is it eminent or just a hardware engineer?
He's not.
I'm not tapping into the system. I'm just.
Yeah, he's short-circuiting it.
He's gonna do it physically.
Han Solo rigging the door.
Oh yeah, boring conversation anyway. Gotcha.
Yeah. No, more like trying to get in the back door on Endor.
Okay, let's do hardware. What are you just gonna like smash the console? What? How are you gonna do it?
Like just hardwire. Just hotwire.
Hotwire. Okay. Difficulty 3.
Ooh, that's a zero net on the dice. Plus, a minus, and nothing.
I'm going to be the driving force behind the revolution. They need me here and now. I'll add the two.
All right.
Nice. Batang. Nice.
No, I believe you have it. I just, again, when wouldn't that apply? I need to succeed. Be the guy. That's my aspect. Be the guy. Okay.
Right? I mean, a lot of these are pretty much, you could use them. Okay, so the elevator stopped. How are you going to get the doors open now that you've short-circuited it?
Doors are open. We left the doors open.
So we can hide in here.
Kind of hide to the side.
Do we need to make another roll?
Yes.
Hey!
They were saying that while discussing the plan all along.
Okay, fair enough.
Stealth roll.
I'm going to roll his perception this time.
Right. Sure.
11.
4.
Right.
2.
Well, because I'm chameleon. Actually, no, let me see.
Missed. Chameleon.
I'll do
plus 2. What did he get?
He got a 4.
Ah, that gives me a 5.
I'm going to re-roll.
2.
Jesus!
Reverse Yahtzee.
I think that's a critical failure. That's still a Yahtzee, but...
Yeah.
Stall.
Yeah, but he gets the better of the two, doesn't he?
No, I take what I get. So I'm a minus 3.
You know, if you were a Soviet leader, you'd be Joseph Stalin.
Mm-hmm. Do you have another one that you can use?
You used the chameleon, right?
I used chameleon, yeah.
To re-roll. And it went... Wow! And it's like, it's on pink!
It won't turn off.
It's on hot pink! How do I turn this off?
How did you go to plaid?
I'm gonna take it. Do you want me to describe what happens, or would you?
Well, okay, you can describe it, but the Admiral's the one that noticed.
Oh, I understand.
Okay,
but
go ahead.
I'll tell you what, I mean, the Admiral notices because as I am shifting around, the light bending stuff starts going off. And as I hit it, it actually starts neon flashing.
Oh, nice.
Disco strobe.
Yeah, it's like a disco strobe.
Right. Okay. All right. What is the meaning of this? Nigel, I'm ashamed of you. And here I thought you was going to come alone. Guard, seize them.
I grab his gun.
The Admiral's gun?
Yeah.
Are we rolling for initiative?
Yeah, yep. I think we might.
Why
be.
Not?
I have an 8.
Bill goes first.
Okay, Nigel, Rickett, Icarius, Val, the Admiral. Who'd I leave off?
What'd the Admiral get?
2?
No, I got a 0.
I got a minus 1.
So Ricketts and the Admiral have the same number.
Yep.
Rickett, what is your strategy?
3.
And what's the Admiral's strategy?
1.
Rickett goes first.
Rickett, Admiral. Icarus.
Icarius.
Whatever. Val.
Val.
And then,
guys.
Bill, you were going to try to grab the gun, disarm?
Yeah. Well, I want to be armed with his gun, but yeah. It's on his side, not in his hand.
I think perception to see you reaching for it. So we'll do perception versus athletics.
Okay, so if I win... I have his gun. If he wins,
he sees you going for it.
And moves out of the way.
Jumps back.
Yeah.
7.
Holy smoke, damn, he's perceptive.
And plus 3. You, on the other hand, aren't that fast.
I think it'd be reasonable that he's overconfident. He doesn't feel me reaching for a gun as a threat until it's too late. Now, that's up to you. I'm reaching in the dark here from how I conceive the character. Feel free to say no.
So you're gonna compel me.
Yeah, this would be me giving the character a chip. I know that's not the wisest choice, but yeah.
Based on the fact okay, so I can say he's the galaxy's most feared mercenary. It's his first aspect. Overconfidence?
I would think that. Probably. Yeah.
I am so feared you will not grab my gun. Look, I put my hip to you.
Wrong accent.
Oh, he's going for it! Oh, no! Oh, no!
Wrong accent, but yes, exactly.
Okay. Is that the wrong accent?
It started out right, but I think you lost it.
Yeah. Actually, I think it got closer right towards the end.
I thought he lost it at the end.
Oh,
he
lost it a long time ago. We haven't heard Russian, in weeks, so.
I just did it a few minutes ago. What are your problems?
Like he said, he hasn't heard Russian in a few weeks.
And that was on the radio.
4.
Minus 3.
Yeah, I'm gonna reroll. I'm going to invoke his other aspect, hell with a pistol. Gross. Okay. You get his gun.
Yay!
Hold on there.
Oh.
What was your roll?
Minus 1.
Yeah. Minus 1, so well, you had
3.
No, yeah, 3.
You had a 3. I'm not done yet, because I only have a 1.
He is not done yet.
I don't have the gun. I say I'll have to pull another trick out of my ass. Excuse me.
So you had 4, you rolled a minus 1, so you're at a 3, and he's at a 1, right?
Okay.
All right.
I hate using it this early in this fight, but okay, I will destroy Admiral Starfish. Silverfish.
It's his fault for you saying starfish all the time. Yes. Right.
So you're re-rolling? Because if you add 2, you don't
still
win.
Still don't win.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
No, I have to re-roll. I have to roll better than a net negative 2. Which, if I got a chance.
Pretty good odds.
Admiral Cuttlebone. Net negative 1.
Didn't do it.
That puts me at a 1.
You're at a 2 now, right?
Pull another one out of my nether regions.
You're at a 2 now, right?
I'm at a 1 now.
But you're at a 1 before.
It doesn't stack. He re-rolled.
I know.
Carpe.
But before he got...
No, I misspoke. I was a 0.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I misspoke. Sorry.
Carpe diem.
Yeah, you can carpe
diem. Actually, I was going to go with won't suffer children.
I don't... Well, didn't we say you can't invoke 2 of...
Oh, that's right. What I'm thinking is carpe diem on the ship of light gravity, because whatever he did to the elevator lightened the gravity. Therefore, there's a... I'm making fiction.
Actually, the elevator doesn't go up and down. The whole ship moves around the elevator.
But the gravity has been lightened. Therefore, he doesn't move quite the way he was expecting to move. Or I move faster than he was expecting me to move. Well, I already made 1 pitch.
I think the gravity pitch is a little...
Yeah.
That's fine.
Slanted floor. He could be on one of the ramps by the cage when he's talking to you.
Flashing light.
Flashing light. Yeah.
From Val.
Yeah.
And you could do that without even invoking it. You could say he's distracted because he spotted Val. Oh, but you can't invoke another aspect on him.
But I can set the scene, chaotic bridge. All hell broke loose. Does that work?
That's fine.
So I will... I get the
chaotic bridge.
Yep. You better get this damn gun. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. So that will give me plus
2,
which makes me a 3.
Yeah, you got to re-roll. That's your only way to do this.
All right. My last shot.
So that's the freebie, but the bridge is in chaos. Okay.
But I've set the bridge for everyone else now. I made it up to a 2.
Anything else?
No, I've already...
Oh, man.
Shot is wide.
Everything I can. Rick it.
Well, you had your chance. Blow him up.
3 zones. You're all dead.
4 guards coming your way.
Move to the first one.
You shooting?
No. Look, calls. Attack the first one. That'll be a
3.
1.
It's 2. What's your weapon?
It's 2. Weapons so rating's 2, so
it's a 4.
You said these are human? I'll go ahead and do the poison. Potency is 6.
Okay, hold on. I have an armor rating of 1.
Okay, so that's 3.
And then I'll go ahead and use the potency of 6 poison.
So does that add to the damage?
Yeah, I think so.
It's on page 141.
Add it only its potency rating to the attack test.
Yeah, but it's straight against his endurance.
It says the attack occurs at the start of your first turn after the exposure, so it doesn't kick in yet. Kicks it on my turn. That's when I try to defend against. Is you reading that the same way as I am?
Yep.
The attack occurs at the start of your first turn after exposure. It repeats every turn until the end of the scene when it will have run its course.
Yep, that is correct.
So what's your attack without poison? We don't have to deal with the poison
three.
Yet.
3.
Against my...
Already took the armor out of it.
Okay, so I got 3 stress.
3.
All right, I'll take a minor consequence.
Stunned?
I was going to say lacerated arm.
Okay.
Those claws cut me.
I'll take one
stress.
Whose turn?
The Admiral. The Admiral draws his gun and shoots at you. Now, here's the thing with the Admiral. The Admiral has a heavy pack pistol with a targeting support module.
Yeah.
So it auto-targets for him.
That just gives him an aspect he can call on.
No. It gives him a +1 of the weapon rating as long as he's using that weapon.
Okay.
He's also, he has the stun of a gunslinger, which increases the weapon rating of any pistol he is using by 2.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I have that as well.
And he has a firearms of 5.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I have that too.
So it's a 5 weapon rating, +1 for the weapon for the support module, +2 for gunslinger.
Isn't that just for damage, though? The +3?
Well, that's to hit.
Wait, no, what's the weapon rating of the gun?
It's weapon rating.
Okay. What's the weapon rating of the
5.
Gun? 5. That's not his firearm skill, that's the weapon rating of the gun.
His firearm skill is a 5.
Okay.
But his weapon rating on the pack pistol is a 5.
Okay.
Plus targeting support module, which is 1.
6.
Plus so gunslinger with 2 more.
8. So it's an 8.
So his weapon rating of 8 with the firearms of 5.
Okay.
Right. The 8 doesn't come into play until you actually hit.
Right. So.
Since he's up close, he can be melee or athletics.
I thought perception against
athletics or perception.
But he's right next to you. He can use either or.
Okay. Whichever you want to use.
Can I use perception?
Yep.
So I'm using perception.
Okay.
Good choice.
7.
Ow. 2.
It's a very chaotic bridge, Bill.
Yep.
And that's 13 stress right now if you get hit.
Ouch.
Well, what's your armor?
What armor?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez.
It's good to
I'm
be
a
human.
Gunslinger, not a tank.
It's good to be human.
You could be a corpse here in a second.
Well, yeah.
Give me the gun.
Thank you.
He also gave us his clip.
I gave him a clip.
Ah, I see.
Not
okay,
the
fair enough.
Clip.
That was already in my head.
Okay.
I have to try and stop. Let's see.
Yeah.
Yo. Chaos on the bridge.
Yeah. That's the easiest
Chaos
one.
Chaos on the bridge. I'm going with that one.
For a...
Reroll.
For me. All right, how many pluses did you get on your roll?
He had a +2.
Yeah.
Because he had a 7 with a 5.
It'd still be a 5 if he zeroed out. And
you'd
still
have to hope for a bunch of negatives.
Yeah.
It still wouldn't. You haven't been rolling well there either.
Don't throw my dice. I want you to know, Bill, I thought your character was very nice.
Look at this great encounter it created.
Yeah. I have no regrets. It's fun. Just because I'm tired of tapping Destroy the Admiral every time I get a chance, although in this scene it makes sense
it's
every time.
It perfect sense.
That's why I made this scene, so we could use some aspects. So go for it. Destroy the Admiral and all of his accomplishments. Reroll again.
If he goes down, blow him up.
That's the plan too. See,
I'm already there.
I've had weeks on this thought.
Is the elevator still in the zone?
That one I had
yes.
planned for.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, one zone. Here.
One zone.
God.
-2
yeah.
on the roll.
Same damn different pluses and minuses, but the same roll.
Your dice hate you.
So I am at a 2.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. You have a 7. That's a 5.
Plus 8.
Plus 8.
13.
I haven't had to deal with this, so help talk me through it. Mild takes off how many?
2. Moderate is 4. Severe is 6. Extreme is 8. And extreme, a moderate, and stress. Or severe, a moderate, and some stress.
Or you can concede.
Don't I have to do that before?
I think you do. I think you do.
That ship has sailed, unfortunately.
Anytime a character takes a consequence, he also has the option of offering a concession instead. So it's the time.
That's a concession. That's not the same as the concede. What is a concession?
A concession that is accepted absorbs all stress inflicted by the attack and is essentially equivalent to surrendering fleeing.
It is the same.
Short of fleeing, it is the best way to end a conflict before someone is taken out.
No. The children aren't rescued yet. I can't surrender.
Unless the concession involves letting the children go.
The character inflicting the stress can always opt to reject the concession, but doing so is a clear indication that the fight will be a bloody one, literally or metaphorically.
Concede and turn yourself over to him if the children are in fact freed.
Can any kind of concession we come up with get the children off the ship, freed, and return to their families?
I don't think the Admiral is an unreasonable man. I might accept your concession and free these,
of course, this
these
is not
troublesome rights.
The player who wishes to concede must first outline the parameters of the concession, clearly identifying what will happen to his character. This process may require some negotiation between the players and the GM. If the concession is accepted, the conceding character must immediately take the actions he outlined in the concession. Page 123.
My concession is Nigel will surrender himself completely.
And turn the bomb over.
And, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's...
No!
I know you do. I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to Todd.
But you're not dead yet.
No,
anytime a character can suffer consequences, he can offer a concession.
Right.
You can refuse it.
Yep.
That's your prerogative. But I get the right to offer it. And all the damage I take goes away.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what it said.
Now that's or the damage for that particular
thing.
Is it the entire attack or is it just one consequence? Like the 8. Like maybe he takes a minor and concedes to get rid of the 8.
Many conflicts end with a concession when one party simply does not want to risk taking severe or extreme consequences as a result of the conflict or when neither party wants to risk being taken out. So yeah,
what does the sentence earlier than that say?
That's a paragraph of itself. The sentence before that is, if the concession is accepted, the conceding character must immediately take the action. This process may require some negotiation. Before the player who wishes to concede must first outline.
I think the word is anytime he can suffer a consequence. Is that the...
Anytime a character takes a consequence, he also has the option of offering a concession instead.
I think each consequence requires a concession.
Well, if the GM declares that the concession was a reasonable offer, then the character that offered it gains one fate point, and the character that refused it loses one.
Okay, here's this.
Well, hold on. No, it's up to him.
Concession that accepted it absorbs all stress inflicted by the attack. That's the sentence I wanted you to read.
What's that? A concession that is what?
A concession that is accepted absorbs all stress inflicted by the attack.
All stress.
Which is what he's doing to me right now.
Right.
13 stress.
I'll accept it if, when you try to grab the pistol, you drop the friggin' bomb, and the Admiral shoots, misses, and you get out of the way. No bomb.
I'm not understanding.
He's saying he'll miss. The bomb is now not in play.
But that's not the concession. I don't know if that's the concession he wanted. I think his concession was the children got freed.
Yeah,
we're in the bargaining phase. It's okay.
I mean, I don't want to say I'm going to set the children free when everybody hasn't even had a turn to do something in this combat.
I'm actually
combat.
Okay with that.
Yeah, I'm
I think Todd is. Todd's like, click, 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 click.
Let it go off. And I think we're all in agreement that we can't, he can't accept a concession and then blow him up when
right,
we get
yeah.
off the
no,
ship.
Yeah, yeah,
I
yeah,
think
yeah,
we're
yeah.
all in agreement.
Well, that's
that
what I'm saying.
Happen.
The
concession is he has the drop on me and, this is not character decision. This is meta in a way.
Player.
Okay. Go on.
The player works out the concession that will figure out the story.
That will figure out the story.
I was just, if you guys wanted to have a fun combat encounter, I'm just saying, forget the bomb.
It hadn't been real fun so far. You just about killed Bill.
Well,
it's not fun for me.
I think it's fun.
You know,
I'm having fun.
It's a fight.
I know it's a fight, but it's...
Right, as the person who's about to shoot my eye out, you have the right to refuse it.
Okay.
The concession I would like...
If you guys want to fight it out...
Hold on.
Out with no bomb. If you don't want to fight it out and you want the kids to go free, then we take Bill.
Yeah.
And you
and
all
they,
can have
they
the kids.
And the children go free.
I think that was the concession he was offering.
That's what I want. I want my companions and I, Bill, want the rest of the team and the children to get away safely. If that
and
means...
let's be honest, this is a big, I mean, this is a big thing. I mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is my character's reason to exist.
And he's okay with that.
Conflicted with his reason to exist.
And it doesn't mean that we don't go back and rescue him.
Yeah. I mean, we can always come back and rescue him, but he gets what he wants.
Right.
He gets a cool way for his character to
do something.
To
yeah.
do something and to be taken out without, you know, ignominiously getting his head blown off.
It's your all's call. I'm saying if you want you all to leave with the kids, then go. I take Bill, and we see what's under the sheet.
Absolutely nothing.
What's under the sheet?
So the kids aren't under the sheet.
Oh, they are. Oh,
I don't know, Todd. Are.
Well, we're assuming, though, that the kids are alive. I mean, because he's not going to concede and turn himself over for a bunch of corpses.
This is not my character negotiation. This is us negotiating. If the children aren't alive,
then we're blowing this thing up. We'll blow it up and to hell with everybody.
Well, we don't know that they're not alive, so we'll have to fight it out until we find out that they're not
as
alive.
As player, as character.
As character.
Okay, the kids are alive.
Okay.
I'm not killing a bunch of kids before we had a scene.
Well, what he said.
You never know. I mean, he could have done something to them.
And said, oh, you can have the kids. They're in this box. Yeah. You know,
carton of mason jars. I mean,
really?
Joe, the mark of a great villain is that he's villainous.
He's a great villain.
I know.
He is.
And we
he
have
really
no
is.
Idea. That's why we're all guessing. We're like over here going, oh my God,
okay.
Is it just a bunch of body parts?
But it's what you said. We'll reveal what's under the sheet. And we're like,
we find out what's under the sheet.
Right. Okay.
The either it's kids, you take them with you and go.
Maybe he's got, oh yeah, maybe he does
got
have
the swarm.
Maybe he's got the swarm.
Or it's something for Bill to deal with since he's
something else in Bill's past.
Who knows?
So,
it's the real Bill.
Are the rest of the players?
Bill, if you're good with it, I'm good.
Yeah,
with it.
I mean, this is the way you want your character to go. I'm fine with it.
I'm fine with it. I mean, you put me up against my nemesis because of my weakness, and I have to make a choice. I can kill this guy, or I can give myself over to him to save the children. It's not an easy choice. I've been fretting about it for weeks since we haven't been playing. Regularly.
Bill's up at night. What am I gonna do?
I've been fretting about it for weeks. So have I, Bill.
I am perfectly happy with sacrificing this character so that the children that he loves goes free.
Yeah, and it makes sense because, I mean, I'm a little metagaming here. I'm watching you check off like all those boxes you got over there for one guy.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Is that one guy?
Yeah.
Okay, there's four of those dudes with six stress boxes.
Right.
We just lost one of our guns, and that's not the big guy.
Right.
So we're not going to win this fight.
Okay.
Oh,
you
underestimate fighters here.
These are just mooks, though. They can only take one minor consequence, and they have armor of one.
Which means they're always taking stress, which means they go down a lot faster.
But they got six stress. But my point is, we've still got to deal with them and the Admiral. And if a couple of, you know, I'd rather you just be captured, we come save you.
I see how you are. Okay.
Then everybody be captured. Oh, let me offer concession. Let's all be captured. And
You know, so, but, and, but it fits for your guy and you get.
I'm absolutely happy with this. So the rest of the table wants to fight. I'll take consequences and we can move on.
I'm happy with
your character getting its fulfillment.
Yeah. I'm good. Bill, I know exactly where you're coming from. Exactly. I won't.
Yes. Yep. Yes. And last time I fucked you. Excuse me. Last time I
No. I wasn't even thinking about that. I was thinking about a whole other game.
So that's the deal.
Right.
The Admiral laughs. He says, I wasn't even planning on drawing my weapon, Nigel, you crazy old soul. He says, Gosh, you three, escort these gentlemen downstairs where the children are being held and see them on their way. And he walks you down to the cage. You all leave. You don't see this. He says, Nigel, I want to tell you, I must be honest with you. I've been saving a special treat for you.
Hold on. Can I add one thing?
Go ahead.
As he's saying this, he reaches out and crushes my eyepiece in his hand so that they don't get the transmission.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Nice.
He says, I don't want your friends to see what I have in store for you, but we're going to have a little reckoning. Me and the members of the crew, we have a bit of a wager going to see who might win a physical contest between you and your old friend. He pulls the sheet off the cage. It's the original Nigel. He has been sleeved into an Ursine sleeve, which is basically a giant bear with brain damage because you shot him in the head. So it is a giant, angry, brain damaged bear.
Nigel. That's what's in the cage.
Bear Nigel.
And that's the original Nigel. I took the liberty of rescuing him. He's not very happy with you, as you might imagine.
Is that the original you?
No, that's the guy who was the original Nigel.
Oh,
you stole his identity.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we got rid of you then anyway.
Yeah,
so there.
Hey, I used to work for this guy.
And you still can.
Nigel has some dark moments.
His moments are about to get very dark.
And the original Nigel says to you, "This stick to your fur."
No, you know what? He's not talking. He's growling. Every now and again, he reaches up and grabs his face, you know, like in a freak-out panic. He's just raged. And we'll stop there.
All right.
See, I like that better than just a big fight. I really do.
I do too. I thought that was cool.
Okay, well.
That was done well, Joe. It really was.
I mean, this is a cool villain. I mean, this guy is vicious.
And games don't have to all be about fighting.
Combat, yeah.
Goblin genocide.
Anyways, anything else? Everybody ready? Everyone can say goodnight.
Oh,
night.
All right.
Oh, wait.
Hold on. To be clear, while that happens, we're escorted back to the meat locker.
Kids are on the second floor.
And we fly, and we could put us sort of on our way back to...
And I am one satchel charge short.
Yeah.
And now you know why I really wanted it. He doesn't have it.
That's wrong.
Wow.
Now I get to keep my spider.
I could have blown up that ship.
Still can. It's still on the ship.
Good night, America.
Okay, so we got the kids, but we're down a man. And what do we do about that? And how come everyone keeps forgetting that Gaius got his leg fixed a long time ago? Let us know those one or two other times when Jeff was right. It might help his ego. Our email address is roy@rusackgamers.com, and our voicemail is 502-4141-RU. That's 502-4141-766. Finally, for legal reasons, I must remind you that you've been listening to an actual play podcast by the Rusack Gamers. This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. The opening song is Betty Betty by the Nunchucks. Nova Praxis is released under the Open Gaming License. Fate is copyright 2003 by Evil Hat Productions, LLC. Nova Praxis, Strands of Fate, and Strands of Power, copyright 2010, Void Star Studios.